I'm Henry, and I made a project with my friend Walker from school. We're both seniors at North Bay Haven High School in Panama City, Florida. We kind of just had this idea for a walking stick. So we saw like the echolocation of the bat, and we were thinking sort of like how we could translate that into something that a human could use. And we were thinking maybe we could use the other senses. So we came up with an idea where we'd use these ultrasonic sensors, and we would take distance readings and then convert them into a percentage from 0 to 100, based on the distance from 0 to 5 meters. So close would be like a higher percentage, like 98 or 100, and then farther away would be like 0 to like 10 or something. And then we would convert these sensations into vibration intensities. So we would have 5 ultrasonic sensors facing out in front of you in different directions, and then 5 vibration motors corresponding to each one on your palm. So it sort of just like simulates the field of view of what you're seeing in front of you based on the distances.
But each of these ultrasonic sensors is directly paired with a vibration motor. So you can kind of have an intuitive understanding of where things are depending on the direction of the ultrasonic sensor.
We really wanted to make this device something that would be applicable in the daily life of a visually impaired individual, to give them more autonomy and independence. So we were thinking just the touch sensations would not be enough, and we wanted to give more information with the other senses that can be combined with like what you're feeling to tell what you're looking at. So we added an object detection AI. So it's going to identify objects and then state what the object is and what side it's on. So if say if you felt an object very close on the left, the object detection would see, say, like car right. And then you would know that that far away object is a car. So we did get some help from Walker's dad, who was previously visually impaired in designing our device. We also, our device is currently patent pending.
Before you go too far into this, could you give us a physical description of the device? Because most of us can't see it. So I know you're kind of showing it off, but could you give us a visual tour of it, what it looks like?
The basis of this device is kind of like a shorter cane. Henry, what do you want to say?
Like a walking stick or a white cane. We sort of went with that design for like familiarity. So it is sort of like a white cane, but there's like a little electric box with little sensors inside to project the sensors and at the front of it. So that's like usually where you would tap out. And then there's some electronic components in the middle. And then there's a bicycle grip on the end that you would hold there, and then you would feel the vibrations from that bicycle grip. So you would be able to point it around with the grip. You would point it at something, and then it would tell you how far the objects that it sees are. This is still just like a prototype, so we would love any suggestions on like how to improve it.
Would the blind person be using this device like they would use a regular cane?
It wouldn't be exactly like it. We went for the cane design for more like familiarity and some like sort of like we couldn't get some materials, so we had to go with this design. But it would, because we're using sensors and they send out waves and receive them, it's not actually being used to physically tap out like a walking stick would. So instead, you would point it at where you want to look, and then you would wait, and then you would get the ultrasonic sensor readings, and then you would feel like sort of like a map, like a sonar map, where the objects are and how close they are to you.
If you were traveling with this device, walking, you'd have to use this in conjunction with a regular cane because it doesn't sound like you could use this like you would use a regular cane.
We did want to make the ultrasonic sensor box sort of more protected. There is like a little bend where the box connects to the actual PVC stick part. So that really probably could be used to tap. If we were going to consider that, we would probably want to make this sensor box a little bit more protected. That would be probably possible as well.
What I want to call smart canes, which are, canes that have electronics built into them. The reason they've never really panned out is that when a blind person or a visually impaired person buys a walking cane, it's very customizable and very tailored to that person, not just the length, but the material, the type of the tip, the type of the grip. Everyone uses a very specific type depending on their walking style and their physical build and even sometimes their muscle makeup. There's no way that this could probably ever replace the white canes that we tap along with. So it'd be something to be used in the other hand. I'm a little concerned about both hands occupied at the same time. And the other thing too is that you don't necessarily want to be waving two things, side by side. The one thing that might be interesting is that if you could modify it a little bit where it's a design that you could strap to your wrist and then feel the pulsations in the handle. So with your free hand, you can actually hold onto and point at your free hand at things. That would still kind of give you use of your hand.
Thank you. I can tell you both put a lot of time and energy and brought your creativity to this project. And I really like to hear good new ideas from smart young people. So is your device waterproof? Because I know I go outside sometimes in all kinds of conditions, and it sounded like there were some electronic components there. Would I be able to use that in the rain?
Well, right now we're sort of in like a prototype stage. So it's sort of like an open electric box with a bunch of wires hanging out.
It would not survive.
If we were to pursue this idea, we would probably have more like streamlined manufactured components with enclosed boxes for the electronic components. So it would definitely be waterproof, and we would consider that in our manufacturing stage if we were to pursue this idea.
Will this device detect overhead obstacles?
That's something I'm not completely sure about, because if we were to go with this idea further, we would want to use a LiDAR sensor, which is sort of like a 360 degree. It takes a measurement for every single degree. And then we would be able to average these values out into vibrations. So I'm not completely sure if you would be able to sort of like see when you're pointing forward. What you can do is you can point the device upwards, and then you would be able to get the ultrasonic readings of what's above you. So then you can detect objects above you as well.
You have a handle that you're holding this with, and the vibrations are coming back to that handle, I'm assuming. So how are these vibrations oriented? How is the person feeling the different vibrations? Are they in, you know, spots that are on that handle that you're feeling?
We're thinking of adding a little thumb ring, and then we're basically orienting it sort of like it feels most comfortable for us. We understand that that might not be the most comfortable for everyone, so we would want to make it a little bit more customizable. It's sort of oriented on the palm because we thought the hand would be the most sensitive, and it's sort of three on top of the palm and then two down at the bottom of the palm. So it's sort of just like that little cluster in the middle of your hand when you hold that grip.
And you said there's five sensors, so okay. How are they oriented?
So one is pointing forward, one is pointing to the left, one is pointing to the right, one is bottom left, and one is bottom right. So this would sort of be three at the top of your palm and then two at the bottom.
How wide is the cone of these sensors? You know, what is the area that it's covering? I guess is my question.
At least 90.
Can you tell how high up it goes from there? But how high are you seeing at 5 meters?
It would be pointing sort of forward. So it would be like straight ahead of you.
Right.
But if you were to want to look up or down, you could just move the device with your hand up or down.
Right. I'm sort of curious how, if a person, an average person who's, you know, say five something, and they have that's holding this at say 4 feet high, at 5 meters, how high up is it seeing?
For future designs, we can definitely consider adding more sensors that point upwards as well.
Have you thought about making it like wearable, like a head type of shape, that you have enough room to install the sensor at the front of the visor of the head? That way, you know, you can also feel the vibration, and wherever you move your head, like Frank said, it's hard to for us to walk with a cane and something else on our hand.
We did sort of consider a hat design, but we wanted to try a cane design first. That is something that we might try in the future, but we're unsure of how sensitive the forehead is, because the palm has way more touch receptors than the forehead would. So we'll have to like try, maybe test to see if you can distinguish between objects when you're measuring vibrations on your forehead.
How do you distinguish between a bicycle that's on a sidewalk in front of you versus a car that might be parked in a driveway that's hanging out also on the driveway and on the sidewalk?
We sort of had this object detection from a camera that's also pointing in front of you. So it's going to see the field of view, and it's using artificial intelligence to identify common objects. So it would be able to tell you that there's a bicycle in the middle, like in the middle of your screen, like the screen of the camera, which would be the middle of your field of view. Or there's like a car to the left. There's a person to the right. Those are just some examples.
Is this thing going to speak?
The object detection is spoken out. So okay. It's going to tell you what the object is that's in front of you. And then it's sort of like you're using these multiple inputs of information. So you can feel how far these objects are. And then you're also hearing what these objects are. We were thinking of like a smartphone infrastructure. So you could use like earbuds and then it would play in your ear.
Okay. What's the time difference between when the device sees an object and you're notified that this is an object? What's the time difference between them?
For the object detection or the vibrations?
Both.
For vibrations, currently our sensors are just sort of ultrasonic sensors, so they're not great. But if we were to make this practical, we would use a LiDAR sensor, which would probably give you like a 1 second response time. As for the object detection, because we're sort of speaking out every object that appears, you would likely have to like hold it out in front of you for a few seconds to hear every object that's in front of you.
I would like to know how this device compares with Orcam My Eyes, for those who are familiar with Orcam My Eyes, and the one you attach to the sunglasses.
So I think that device does use object detection. I'm pretty sure it doesn't implement the vibrations part of that. So you can like see the objects, but you don't know how far they are. I think that this would provide a slightly more accurate view of what's in front of you, because you can also see where they are, like exactly where they are, and then like how far they are from you.
I have the original Orcam, and plus I have the Envision glasses. I'm going to say this device would be a lot faster, and that's why I asked the question that I asked. And also the Orcam, I don't think right now it can really identify people. It can only identify people that you have in your list of people. And the Envision glasses are the same. There's a lot of privacy things that they have going on relative to that. So it's not fast enough. You, with the Orcam, especially when you're outside or you're trying to read something, you have to actually know where it is, which it makes it easier to read papers and things like that versus identifying what's going on outside.
I think it would be good for you guys to test this out with some other blind people in your area.
And Henry, thank you so much. I think you guys got a lot of promise and you got some really good things here. And thank you. You got a promising future, I'm sure, no matter which direction you guys go. And Jeanette will definitely, pass along some resources from us. And hopefully we'll be hearing from you guys again when you have some more progress. We'd love to hear how this is going. Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, guys.